It's Bear Country 95.3, and we've got our Montague Webworks website of the week for this week. And of course, when we're talking about websites, we bring in Mick for the conversation. Mick from Montague Webworks. What up, Mick?
Hey, man. You know what tomorrow is?
Hump day.
That's true. It is hump day. But
Is it a special hump day?
I guess it is a very, very special hump day. It happens only once every 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's
leap year. Yeah.
It's leap year tomorrow. That's right. So if you were born tomorrow, you're actually technically only a quarter of what your actual age is, I guess.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true. Do you know any leap year babies?
When I was in the Boy Scouts, my scoutmaster was a leap year.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, and so what did he do? When did he celebrate his birthday? I mean, every 4 years. I mean, that's rough.
Yeah. Well, it's either the last day of February or the day after February 28th.
So you get your choice. Yeah.
You get your choice. You can do it either day, I guess. But then when it's actually February 29th, that's when you really party.
All right. So we're going to learn a little bit more about leap year today?
Yes, we will. I couldn't find any one website like leapyear.com or something that was actually informational.
Dedicated to it, yeah.
That's right. So I guess the best place to go is to Wikipedia.com and type in leap year, and it comes up pretty quick. And this is really the heart of, if you'll recall, last year around Easter, we had two shows about the calendar.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
With the Gregorian calendar, which is what we're using right now.
Yep.
It's all about leap year. And it's, you know, way, way, way back when, like, the Greeks were doing a calendar and Julius Caesar made the new calendar that was much, much better.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't realize with the accuracy how long it actually takes for the Earth to go around the sun. And
who
of course, for a while there, they thought that the sun went around us, right?
Yeah.
So they weren't really looking too closely at it. But as it turns out, if you were to, like, right at this moment, right now, put a blue dot out in the middle of space, right where the core of the Earth is, it would take 365 and a quarter days to get back to the same exact spot.
Mm-hmm.
So the solstice year is actually 365 and a quarter days, and actually just slightly less than a quarter. So
less than a quarter?
Slightly less than a quarter. So the reason why we have leap year, and I'll get to that in a second, it's kind of
getting all exact on me this morning.
Well, you know, it's, you know, when you're farming, you got to know when the first day of spring is, right? So you start putting that's what it was all about. And that's why we now have the Gregorian calendar. But because it takes an extra an extra quarter day to get back to where we started, every 4 years we have to have an extra day so that we will, every 4 years, average as close as we can get to the exact same spot at the beginning of each solstice or whatever. The exception being, because it's actually 0.2425 or some like really minuscule less than a quarter, they came up with this extra rule that in years that end in 00, that are not divisible by the number 400, will not be leap years. So like the year 2000 was a leap year, but the year 2100 will not.
I'll
2200 or
I'll write that down so I remember.
That's right. The piece of paper will be a little extra folded and crumpled by then, right? But so the next century mark that will be a leap year is the year 2400. So that's
that's like Star Trek time.
That's right. That's right. I mean, and we will be in Star Trek time by then. So it was the dudes that worked with Pope Gregory that discovered that. I mean, they realized that between the time when Julius Caesar created his calendar in the year 54 or so until the year 1582, when they realized the mistake, we were actually 10 days behind. So, like, everybody was all, you know, the Easter, which was what it was all about, really, was all, like, out of sync with everything. So they said, all right, well, we got to skip 10 days, and now from this point on, add a new, you know, an extra day every 4 years. Craziness.
Yeah, that is craziness. And we get our extra day tomorrow.
We get our extra day tomorrow. And I'm really into it because as a programmer, this kind of, you know, I'm nerdy about this kind of stuff. You know, I look at my odometer and I see, you know, lots of the same number in there and I get all excited. So this stuff is cool.
Montague Webworks on the 30% store over at the Bear Country website at bear953.com. $100 denominations, right?
That's right. And you can use as many of those as you want to either upgrade your website or buy a brand new one. And, you know, websites are not that expensive, so you wouldn't have to buy that many, but buy a lot, okay?
And talk to Mick over at Montague Webworks for more information.
Give me a call.
Yeah. Mick from Montague Webworks, he joins us every Tuesday for the Montague Webworks website of the week on Bear Country 95.3.